Here's Check On Stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. An exhibit, Wild and Beautiful Creatures, the Life and Work of J.J. Audubon, will be on display at the Tremaine Gallery at the Hotchkiss School, Interlaken Road in Lakeville, from August 30th through October 13th. Gallery hours are Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 4, and Sunday noon till 4. The Goshen Fair features professional truck pulls, Soul Sound Review, Apricot Brandy, James Montgomery Blues Band, and also special guest Christine Ullman. There'll be fireworks and much, much more. A true agricultural society put on at the Goshen Agricultural Society's fairgrounds in Goshen, Connecticut, Saturday and Sunday from 8 a.m. till 9 p.m., and Monday, Labor Day, from 8 a.m. till 6 p.m. The Kent Memorial Library will present the second annual Kent Carnival on Saturday, the rain date on Monday, September 2nd, at Golden Falcon Field, 20 North Main Street in Kent, from 12 till 3. The field will be buzzing with activities for people of all ages. Play all games for $3 each or two for $5. This all raise funds for the Lions Club, which will be cooking lunch as well. On Saturday from 1 to 3:30, Taconic Range, number 107 Dunbar Road in Sharon, is holding an information and skill sharing session on saving seeds for home gardeners. Grange members and others will be demonstrating how to save seeds from bush beans, tomatoes, houseplants, herbs, and more, with actual plants and fruit. If you've already saving seeds and would like to share some, please contact them at 860-671-7945. A Brooklyn-based artist will show animal portraits at Chihuahua in Salisbury, Connecticut. That artist, Jenny Bellens, weekends in Sharon, has been painting portraits of pets professionally for 15 years. She holds a BFA from Skidmore College and began soon after graduation drawing fashion illustrations for The New Yorker and The New York Daily News. The muse that led her to painting pets was Edie, Ms. Bellens' tortoiseshell cat, named for Edie Broad, the driving force behind the Broad Museum in L.A. A brief showing of her work before her travels will be shown at Chihuahua, 1 Main Street in Salisbury, August 31st from 5 to 7, and by appointment on September 1st. More information is available at 860-435-9758. Friends of the Stissing Landmarks will light the Stissing Mountain Fire Tower on Saturday from 9 till 9:30 in observance of the 6th annual lighting of the Fire Tower event statewide. Observers can view the Stissing Fire Tower throughout Pine Plains and the surrounding area and be reminded that towers such as that one once existed to keep communities and neighbors safe from forest fires. More information at stissingfiretower.org. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 326.15 to 26,362.25. The Nasdaq starts off today at 79.73.39, and the S&P 500 at 29.24.58. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.